Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Debbie Dashinger, and yep, you heard her sing right. It's the Dare to Dream radio show. And if you are a ready for a healing, this is the right show in the right hour, and you're going to want to stay through till the end, because we're going to have a lot of people calling in to speak with the guest today, who is Karen Abrams, a master Theta healer. She is going to be working with callers using Theta for healing. And the subject today will be gratitude, matching your vibration to your manifestation. And again, you can call in to work with Karen. We'll take as many callers as we can. Karen, over my 10 years in broadcast, has been on the show many, 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 many times. And it's always phenomenal. So please know, even if you're trying to get through and by any chance you do not, you're still going to receive a healing. So you want to listen and participate on your end. I also want to talk to you about creating dreams, because this is how I spent my morning, was shooting videos and working with my web developers on a landing page. I'm about to teach a course called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. Doesn't that sound great? For all of us who don't feel like we have enough time, but we've had this huge dream to get our book and our voice out there, this is the class for you. I've already been talking to people in England, truthfully, all around the globe, who are like, done, I'm in. You know, I don't even need to listen to the free call. But I'm still doing the free call because I want to give people a lot of tips and tricks about how they can get started and make this happen. So let's do a little honoring for following our dreams, whether it is for you to write a book or something else that has not yet been created. I want to give you some inspiration, and it's really important. I think we listen, and we live in a time where what we hear a lot or read a lot in papers and magazines or see on the television is like, oh, these people are uber successful. Oh, they made it overnight. But let's get real here about what it really takes for somebody to be at the pinnacle of where they're operating, when they've created their dream, when they're living it out loud, what that really looked like behind the scenes before you got to see them being successful and living their dream or having written their book or whatever it is. So if you want, if you're in a position not driving and you're just hanging out, put your hand on your heart. And if not, just close your eyes. And if you can't do either of those, that's okay. Just breathe and listen to this truth, because it's never too late to follow your dreams. At age 23, Tina Fey was working at a YMCA. At age 23, Oprah Winfrey was fired from her first reporting job. At age 24, Stephen King was working as a janitor and living in a trailer. At age 27, Vincent van Gogh failed as a missionary and instead decided to go to art school. At age 28, J.K. Rowling. She wrote the Harry Potter books. J.K. Rowling was a suicidal single parent living on welfare. At age 30, Harrison Ford was a carpenter. At age 37, Ang Lee was a stay-at-home dad working odd jobs. Julia Child released her first cookbook at age 39 and got her own cooking show at age 51. Vera Wang failed to make the Olympic figure skating team, didn't get the editor-in-chief position at Vogue, and instead designed her first dress at age 40. Stan Lee didn't release his first big comic book until he was 40 years old. Alan Rickman gave up his graphic design career and landed his first movie role at age 42. Samuel L. Jackson didn't get his first major movie role until he was 46. Morgan Freeman landed his first major movie role at age 52. Whatever your dream is, it is not too late to achieve it. Never tell yourself you're too old to make it. Never tell yourself you missed your chance. Never tell yourself that you aren't good enough. You can do it. Whatever it is, you can make your dream come true. Karen Abrams, my guest today, is a master theta healer, certified instructor, relationship expert, and gifted intuitive. Karen works with private clients and in group programs to access theta brain waves, and those theta brain waves reprogram subconscious beliefs, which create different thoughts and transform results. Here's a quote from Karen, which is, "Theta healing is a meditation that connects you to Creator, God, or Source. When you connect with that divine energy, which is the theta brainwave, we can access our subconscious mind, and that is our storehouse for all of our experiences, beliefs, and feelings." Karen teaches people how to overcome anxiety and transform difficult relationships and health conditions into abilities, instead to be balanced, loving, healthy, and joyful. She's a UCLA graduate in psychology, and Karen has honed the skills critical to theta healing. And as a student of meditation, her insight and intuition allow her to identify and pinpoint root causes of long-standing issues to create new and healed outcomes and forgiveness. Karen's keen sense of humor, insight, and healing abilities have made her a rising star and speaker on radio and the international telesummit circuit. She's worked with thousands of clients worldwide. More about Karen at thinktheta.com. Karen, welcome back to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
I'm just so grateful to be here. It's just always wonderful to be on your show, Deb.
Aw, thank you so much. And I feel like it's been a while, and this is going to be so cool to turn people on to who you are and what's possible, and maybe we have some people coming back for more with you and Think Theta. So I want to start with family relationships, bringing in future relationships. That's something you've said. Family relationships bring in future relationships. So talk about that. How do the relationships we've had or not had with our families bring in the current relationships or future relationships we're going to experience?
Well, if you think about how you grew up, you know, you had certain issues with each parent and maybe a sibling or two or whatever. You react to that, and how you react to that determines your existence and how you move forward in the world. So let's say you had a father who couldn't be there emotionally for you, so he emotionally abandoned you. Or let's say you had a father who really left and didn't come back. As this child, you begin to believe there's something wrong with you, that he didn't act in a way that fathers are supposed to act, because fathers are supposed to love you and be there for you. And so what happens in that moment is you've decided there's something wrong with you. And as a child, because we're actually in the theta brainwave a lot, because it's a deep learning brainwave, you begin to look at the world as if there's something wrong with you. And if there's something wrong with you, you need people around you to let you know that there's something wrong with you, because that will make you right. So you begin to magnetize or attract people who feel the same way, who have the same sort of wounds that you have. My teacher, Vianna Stiebel, always talked about you're attracting the people who have the same negative belief systems that you have. You attract them into your romantic relationships and definitely into your friendships and your work relationships, too, which are all very significant places in there. And so you know, like energy attracts like energy. So you come into a situation that's familiar to you. You're used to being abandoned emotionally by someone. Maybe you had a mother who was critical of you, you know, and maybe there was a lot going on for her, but you didn't know that as a kid. You just got her criticism. So you created a whole story around why she criticized you, whether it was accurate or it was inaccurate. And it's usually not until later when we're adults that we can go back and understand why our parents acted the way they did. But by then, we have to, it's like the damage has been done. So intellectually, we know that we deserve more, but emotionally, we still feel like we deserve less. And so we're attracting those kinds of people towards us who act the same way towards us or do the flip side of it. You know, I always say that when somebody's a victim, there's nobody who can victimize better than a victim. So you'll get the opposite side of that, where you'll be abused by somebody who still feels as victimized by the world as you do. And there's also, obviously, the flip side of that can be really positive. You had very loving relationships with your parents, and they, you know, did everything that felt right to you for you and helped you learn and were supportive. You're going to seek out those kinds of relationships, too, because that's what you're used to. That's what your normal is. And so what theta can do in those instances is help you go into your subconscious mind where all these deep thoughts have gone to and these damaging thoughts. And through using that divine source, that loving source, you can agree and allow those beliefs to change. So maybe you thought you were worthless, or you, like we said, something's wrong with you. You can change through that meditation. You can have those beliefs changed to something positive, so that then that will begin to put you in a different direction and start making different decisions based on that, and start making different choices of the people that you hang around and those who were really critical and negative, and that was a big part of you. When that starts to heal, because you can also release all these negative feelings like betrayal and abandonment, and bring in, you know, love and compassion and understanding and self-love and worthiness, which are huge, then, you know, those people who feel unworthy where you were at one moment in time, then they're not going to be attracted to you anymore. They're going to think you've changed, or they're just going to go in a whole different direction towards somebody else where they feel like they can be validated for being in that state. And you can feel and attract people who validate where you're at, which is you're now in a more worthy place in your life. You're now loving yourself more. You're now appreciating yourself more. And so that's kind of how it works.
So for people who want to call in and interact with Karen, I'm going to give you the number because you can start to call. It's 888-627. That's my birthday, by the way, so I love that number, June 27th. 888-627-6008, and it's toll-free. And Karen, based on what you just said, so because that can be kind of bleak, right? I know two people in my life who came from magnificent family backgrounds and felt very loved and seen and heard and have really healthy relationships. And both those people, I watch as they go through anything in life. And the one thing, it's a male and a female, very independent of each other, different families, but have both always said, I know I'm always going to be okay. I know the universe has my back. And that's very different than people who have grown up in dysfunctional families where they didn't feel, have the sense of security or safety. And how does that impact, or how can theta impact that going out in the world, that feeling like, I'm going to be okay, I'm going to come out of this, something's got my back, I always land on my feet. What do you think?
Because you're coming in the world, or you're coming out into the world with beliefs that maybe that nobody will ever be there for me, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, things never turn out for me, you know, eventually everything, you know, I fail, you know, those sorts of things. And that's the way you speak to yourself when things happen. What happens when you go, but that's at a very deep subconscious level, that you got programmed that way. And because of your reactions, you programmed yourself, and probably people said things like that to you, so that programmed you also. Right? And then based on your experience and having that happen over and over again, you're like, oh, yeah, I happen to be right. So when you go into theta, we go back into your subconscious mind. We connect to source, we connect to God, and that purely loving energy comes into your subconscious mind with your permission and only with your permission. And we're able to identify those bottom beliefs that I was talking about. And then you can say, is it okay if we change that belief that you're worthless? And if you say yes, you're opening yourself up for that change to occur. And
cool.
Like we were talking about before, those negative feelings of betrayal and bitterness and sadness and grief and disappointment, right? When our parents don't act the way we want them to, we're disappointed. You know, you can relieve those feelings from your body and get that burden out of there from all of that. And then bring in and ask, you know, allow yourself to get downloaded energetically with those feelings like those people have already that got programmed into them. Everything's going to be okay. That I'm safe, I'm secure, I'm in the now, I can be in the now and that's okay. You know, things that really help you and support you when other stuff happens. You know, it's all the way you talk to yourself. And so when we talk to ourselves differently and we change that inner conversation, which is what we're doing with Theta Healing, then you feel a lot better and solutions come. You know, life happens, right? And sometimes it's phenomenal and we're just doing backflips, and other times something happens and you're like, ow, right? Mm-hmm. And it's in those moments when we stub our toe or smack against a wall that we have to really be conscious of what we're saying to ourselves in those moments. Are we blaming ourselves? Or are we going, wow, that sucked, but I'm going to be okay because I have enough support around me and I support myself, so I'm going to figure this out. And then the answers come in, you know?
Powerful.
So that's how it can help.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm living proof of all what you're saying right now, so I know of what you speak intimately.
Wow.
I would love you to give us an experience, a Theta experience, and because I know how extraordinary your abilities are, I know you can actually tap into all of us listening and also the people who will be on the replays, myself, the producer Doug who's with us right now, all of us. Can you take us through a very short Theta healing on clearing up some, actually, I love that subject, really knowing that the universe has our back, that we're going to be okay, and no matter what kind of beginnings we came from, that deep source creator love is there for us, we're there for us.
Sure. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the Theta meditation, which is just a process I do in my head. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to ask you if it's okay to come into your space. And then you can say yes, and Debbie, you can be our proxy so that everybody knows what to do.
Okay, and everyone at home, you can say or wherever you are.
Is it okay if I come into
your
space and
yes.
Everybody's space here?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And you can say that, you know, you can say it silently or out loud. And then what happens is that just opens the space for you and Source to play. And I'm holding that space for you out here as the witness of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so then intuitively or collaboratively, we can figure out what's at the bottom of all this. So when you really want to know something's okay, you're really believing that it never turns out, right? It never goes right for me. Life never goes right for me. I'm always failing. I am a disappointment. These are the things that are coming up. I'm a failure. Failure is death. So let's have God change all of those beliefs that just came up.
Okay.
And you can just say yes to that,
yes.
Everyone out there. And let's let you know what it feels like to know that it's going to be okay and to know that you're co-creating this with the universe. So when we sit back and believe that life happens to us, that the universe happens to us, then we believe we're in that victim place, that victimized mm-hmm. place. So is it okay that if your MO is that I am a victim and I come from that place of reacting towards being victimized and that the universe happens to me and life happens to me as opposed to life is something I participate in. Let's have God change that for everybody.
Okay.
And that, and if you have this default that, that says I'm a victim, let's have God change that for you.
Okay.
There we go. That's good. And let's have Source take us back to, I would say, whatever lifetime and level. So as far back as it goes, wherever it is, when you began to believe that you were unworthy of God. So this could be caveman times. You could have been hearing thunder and lightning and been terrified and thought, ooh, must be doing something that this angry God is mad at me. So let's have God go back to that moment, whenever that was, and have God change that so that you know that you're worthy of God and that then you know what that feels like to be worthy of God. And that's a way of saying you're worthy of love. So is it okay if you agree to be worthy of love?
Yeah.
There we go. And you allow yourself to be worthy of love. It should show you that belief, I am worthy of love, and know what it feels like to be worthy of love. And also worthy of receiving it, because this is a big deal with people. We get rewarded with sainthood on some level when we refuse to accept love from others but give all of our love to everyone. And let's have God change that, okay? That's a habit that keeps you from abundance, keeps you from happiness and joy and good fortune. So let's have God change that. And let's show you what it feels like to be worthy of receiving God's definition of love, how to and what it feels like to receive it in all its forms. And then do the same with joy and give you, and let you know that you're worthy of receiving God's definition of joy and how to and what it feels like to receive it. These are big deals. And even if you're familiar with this, I always take these downloads. I've been doing this for a long time.
Okay.
And it's never going to hurt to take it. There we go. And let's also let you know that it's safe to be in your body. We know that when things aren't going our way, even when we do things like we get hurt, you know, even a slight pain somewhere, that it's very easy for us to jump out of our bodies. And sometimes we don't go back for a long time. So let's just have God let you know it's safe to be in your body. And also, how to and what it feels like to live in the moment from Source's perspective. I used to hear that, and let's have God also let you understand that you're worthy of that, worthy of being in the moment. So the key to being in the moment, because people used to say that, and I used to hear it, and I used to roll my eyes as far as I could back behind my head. So given that I have been a cynic before, and I'm still a very sarcastic person, so there are signs of that still in my life. Let's just let you know. Let's see. Let's let you know the truth on that. And that it's okay for you to be receiving. And that in this moment of being in the moment, what happens is when we experience fear, unless literally something is happening to us in that moment, which is absolutely appropriate to be fearful in a moment that something's actually scary is happening, is that we usually go, oh my God, like let's say you lost your job, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God, I'm going to be homeless. I'm not going to be able to pay my rent. No one's going to give me money. I'm going to have to move out of my apartment. No one's going to take me, right? We go into this whole thing, and we go off, and it terrifies us. We go into fight or flight, and it terrifies us. But we're not in the present, because in the present, you still have money. You still are getting paid for the work that you've done. You still have housing. You still have your friends, and you still have the support that you have in your life. And so if you come back into that moment and you still have all the skills that you've gained from doing what you've been doing. And if you come from that moment and say, hey, okay, we're going somewhere new. I don't know where this is. But remind yourself that I'm actually okay. I haven't been shot. I haven't been killed. I'm okay, I'm safe in this moment, that if you can stay in this moment, that's where you're going to find your answers. Because then when you're calm, then you go, oh, wait a second, I can call my brother. He always has good advice, right? So you call and you talk, or you go and you powwow with people, or you do whatever you need to do to begin that process of figuring out what to do. And you can do that from that place that you're outside of fear. If the fear is inside you, your fear always takes you to a future event that could possibly happen. It's a hyper-focus on a negative event. So we, at this moment, we want to get out of that because we're out of the moment, and we want to get in the moment so that we can find out. Now, we're all human beings, and we all get scared sometimes, and we all go to that place sometimes. So it's just important to be conscious when that happens so that you can come back and go, oh, okay. No, I'm okay right now. I can calm down. I'm really okay. I have all my faculties. I'm still as smart as I ever was, you know? And let's go from here. So that's going to show you how to and what it feels like to be in the moment and live from this place. And always be able to return to it if you fall out of the moment, which is very human. And like we said, it can happen at any moment also. And feel that the heartbeat. There's like a tenseness in the heart, like maybe this isn't true. So let's let your heart know it is. It's okay and safe for you to open up to being in the moment, that it's probably the safest place you can be. Does that feel better? How do you think? What do you think of that?
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. You know, always when I work with you, I mean, people, just, you know, full disclosure here, I mean, Karen is a healer I work with on a regular basis, so I know this work very intimately, and I know the potency of it, and it puts me in this altered state. So for me to be hosting her on the radio and also receiving, you know, you have to keep your wits about you to not go completely into that beautiful trance space myself. So I feel very, very calm and shifted. And I know this is just the beginning. Thank you so much, Karen. And when we come back from our break with Karen, she's going to be talking about how do you use gratitude. God, we hear it all the time, mm-hmm. Attitude of gratitude. But she's going to take us to a new level. And also, when does it work or not work to ask for what we want? And if you're ready to call in, do so to receive your own personal theta healing. This is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. Here's where you can find me, Twitter, at Debbie Dashinger, my name, DebbieDashinger, on Facebook after the show. Join me there on the fan page, Dare to Dream Radio and TV, and download my app. You can listen for free anytime from iTunes. It's called Dare to Dream Radio with Debbie Dashinger. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 17 1900 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified VARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a VARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your VARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Well,
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I have Karen Abrams, the Master Theta Healer, online. And just so you know, we're going to talk about this a little later. She does have a free gift for you. Thank you. I need to go there as well. It's thinktheta.com/FSK. F as in Frank, S as in Sam, K as in K. And that stands for Family Survival Kit. So go to thinktheta.com/FSK and get your free awesome Theta Healings. Okay, line two, we have Donna patiently waiting. Donna, welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Donna, and I'm going to connect you with Karen Abrams. And if you don't mind, just let her know in a sentence or two what's going on or what you're seeking.
Okay.
So tell me, Donna, what's going on?
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, let me think. I was really surprised to get on the line here today. So money issues, I think. So feeling some blockages towards bringing in new opportunities and bringing in some real finances.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
Do you need more info?
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I was an administrative assistant, but I had some health problems, so I actually moved. So I want to do, like, I'm an energy worker, so
cool.
I can do a bunch of different things around that. But
okay.
Right now it feels like a depressive kind of energy around my left side of my temple, sort of in there.
Okay. Well, is it okay if I come into your space?
Donna?
Is it Donna? Is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
That just means I'm going to start the meditation with you. Is that okay? Cool. All
Thank you.
Let me come in. So one of the things that's coming up rather immediately is being is that feeling of being unworthy. So I'm unworthy, I'm nothing, and I'm worthless. So is it okay if God changes that for you right now, those beliefs?
Yes. Yes, please.
So, and would you also like to know what it feels like to be completely healthy from God's perspective?
Yes, please.
And I just want to remind everybody who's out there, this healing is your healing too. If you're listening to this, we're all in the same soul group. We have very similar issues. We just might have different, we have the same themes, but we might have different, you know, act outs. So I just want you to, you can say yes to these downloads and get your version of it. So that's specific for you. So, let's see what's going on here. So, okay, your dad is like all over the place here. I cannot get him out of my head. So tell me about your relationship with your father.
Well, he's been deceased for a lot of years. He, when we were little, our parents fought a lot, and he was quite aggressive and was quite, had quite extreme anger, and he took a lot of it out on us kids, so... Certainly, I've been aware of that patterning in my consciousness the last while.
Okay, so when you've been abused, and abuse is anything that we decide is abused anyways, but it sounds like he took it out on you. And there's a lot of... Let's give you guys understanding of who he really is, because this is... how did he die? Was it a heart issue or cancer? What happened to him?
He had double pneumonia.
Okay, so he had stuff in his lungs. Okay, so it's grief. It's a massive amount of grief. Which makes sense that he could have been sad and disappointed, and then that turned into anger because that was the way that he empowered himself. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose, but like he passed away a lot of years after that too.
Right. So, it doesn't matter because whatever your relationship is with him when he died, it still remains, you know. Relationship remains because he's still the most important man in your life. And so let's, is it okay if God teaches you what you were meant to learn from that relationship with your father? That abusive relationship with your father, okay. Okay, I deserve to be abused, I deserve to be unloved is what's coming in too, so is it okay if God changes those?
Yes, please.
So really what you deserve, so... What you're meant to learn is that you deserve to be loved regardless of what somebody thinks about you. And, and that your space
makes sense.
right? That your space is as your space is special, and so let's let you know the difference between your space and everybody else's space. When somebody's abusive, the boundaries are gone, and they're piling on top of you with either verbal violence or physical. And so the boundaries get, right? They get smashed. And also what happens is your soul gets smashed. So is it okay if God does a soul repair on you?
Oh, yes.
Back intact here. There we go. Knowing that you deserve this. There we go. And would you also like to know, while this is going on, how vital you are to the universe? That your existence, how vital you are to that?
Yes, please.
I know that that's possible, that you are vital. There we go.
Whew.
And then, is it okay if, and you may feel something, and I know you do because you're an energy healer, but other people, you may not feel it, and it's still going on because I'm witnessing this, just so you know. And is it okay if you allow yourself to release the abuse that you receive from him, the physical and the verbal abuse and the energetic abuse?
Yes.
And I'll show you how to and what it feels like to receive love and compassion from Creator. Is that all right?
Yes.
And know that you're deserving of God's love and compassion?
Yes.
There we go. So we're showing you how to receive that. So what's while you're letting go, because your body's like, I'm not going to let go of it. So, but you want that love and compassion to take its place. Is that okay?
Yes.
And also, actually, you're requiring self-compassion also. Is it okay if God gives you self-compassion too? Shows you what it is and that it's safe for you to have it?
Yes.
Okay. And what it feels like. And what it feels like to move forward in your life using self-compassion, applying it wherever it need be applied.
Yes. Nice.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. That's beautiful. Now you're feeling better. So now is it? Let's let you know that it's safe for you to let go of his abuse and still have learned how to be your own person. Still have learned to let abusive people fall by the wayside. You know.
Yes.
So you can
stop
attracting.
Yeah, that makes sense too.
Life.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
So there we go. So let's release. And the burden of being abused as a child, both physically, verbally, energetically. Let's have God release that from every cell of your body. I'm sure everyone could say yes to this.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Woo! You can feel that lightning up in your heart. You feel that? Holy moly.
In the back, in my back, or the heart chakra, especially.
Right around where the heart is.
Yeah.
So you're... Then the abuse comes out of the gut, so let's release that too.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, so and that's tying your subconscious is telling me that you're angry with him. So is it okay if you let go of his anger, your anger and his anger? Ooh, thank you. Nice faux pas there, huh? Or Freudian sleep. You need sleep, and I'm saying sleep, or is it just that I'm goofing off here and sleep?
Well, the anger has made me tired, that's for sure. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So there we go. So
I'll probably get deeper sleep from this as well. So that's
absolutely
very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's release that anger that you have for him and the anger that you've been holding for him. Because as a kid, you're like, I'll take that, Daddy. Right? That's what we say.
Yeah.
We say this.
Yeah.
And so there's vows, these promises, these unconscious and conscious promises that we make to make everything right. You have vows to heal your father, to save your father, to heal your mother, to save your mother. Do you have siblings?
Yeah.
Heal your siblings.
I have one brother.
Okay, heal your brother.
One brother, yeah.
And let's have God complete and finish those, because those just take away your free will. You can always choose to do any of those things. That's using your free will, and that's a wonderful thing. But when we have obligations, we always know it because it drains our energy. We're like, oh, I've got to go to this play, and I really don't want to. No. Right?
Yeah.
So this is what you can choose what to do. And is it okay if God helps you, lets you know that it's possible for you to choose people who are embracing and loving and supportive of you?
Yes.
And let's also have God take you back to whatever lifetime and level you began to believe that you were unsupported by God in the universe, and have God change that. Is that all right?
Yes.
Cool. Let's see, you know what it feels like to be worthy of support from God, what it feels like to know you're supported by God in the universe, and how to, and what it feels like to be receiving support from the universe.
There's also something to do with the ovaries there, I'm figuring.
Oh, okay. Being a woman. So what was your mom's role in the relationship?
Boo-hoo, poor me.
Okay, so she was victimized.
More of a martyr. Yeah, more of a martyr,
yeah,
really.
Okay. So there's two things that are going on. First, your dad is smashing your ovaries. Okay, so he's trying to smash your power as a woman. So is it okay if that permission that you gave him to smash your power as a woman, that you relinquish that permission and complete and finish the vows to relinquish your power to him and allow him to destroy you and destroy your power as a woman? Is that okay if God completes and finishes those
vows? Yes, please.
It's more that. And then your mother, she's a victim. Your father's a victim, too, but your father aggressed out. So he was on the opposite side of that coin.
Right. Yeah.
So, and let's have God heal that deep sense of being a victim that goes runs through your genes. We'll do it on all levels, which is the past life level, our collective consciousness.
Awesome. And then if I may just interject.
Yes.
Then we're going to have to go to break.
Sure. Okay.
Thank
you. So
I've
got to do that. Resolve it on the past life. Let you know that you're a whole person and you're complete, and let you know what that feels like from God's perspective. That's a good place to complete, Debbie.
Beautiful. Donna,
thank you.
That was a great service to everybody, by the way.
Yeah.
So
everybody,
and I hope you're understanding that we can all receive as someone like Donna does.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, my love, for coming on the show today. That was awesome.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, so
Karen,
welcome.
Right before we go to break, tell us quickly, thinktheta.com/FSK is what? What are they going to get there?
Well, there is a free, if you scroll down the page, there is a free 50-minute MP3, a recording of a group Theta healing called Surviving the Holidays with Your Family 2016, mm-hmm. which is geared to heal the triggers caused by spending time with your family. So it's a great way to listen to and get a taste of what a Theta session is about. And then there's the opportunity, if you would like, to purchase something called the Family Survival Kit, which is a bigger program with recorded Theta sessions inside it, to help you further go deeper into healing your relationships with every member of your family and with your role in the family, as well as some bonuses also.
Awesome. So thinktheta.com/FSK, Karen's unique, powerful program. It's MP3 Theta Meditations to resolve age-old family issues so you can finally feel free and enjoy your life, your relatives, without reacting all the time to everybody's behavior. That sounds awesome. And you're getting just a taste of what's possible when you work privately, groups, or by purchasing her products or getting some of the free downloads that she offers. This is awesome. We're going to be back. We have a lot more to cover with Karen. And just remember, anytime you're ready to write to us here at Dare to Dream Radio, we do love your emails and your feedback, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Stay right there. I'll be back soon.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. all of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ADS at DebbieDashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ADS at DebbieDashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you, being you, are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@DebbieDashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@DebbieDashinger.com.
What if you were willing to nurture and care for you? What if you could open the doors to being everything you have decided is not possible to be? Have you always known you're different from the people around you? If you've been seeking something else is possible. To receive more on Access Consciousness, go to tinyurl.com/access change. Is this the change you've been looking for? tinyurl.com/access change.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, mybestsellerbook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Hi, welcome back to Dare to Dream. I actually just received something from Donna who had called in, and I let her know that Karen and I were talking about her and saying, you're amazing. Like, that was so good, the subject she brought up, and because she was so open and receptive, I just went into this unbelievable sort of puddled place while she was being worked on. I certainly received, too. So welcome back again. We're at the tail end with Karen Abrams here. And her website, thinktheta.com/FSK, is where you can get your yummy family survival kit. What are you next, Dare to Dream, Karen? What are your future dreams or goals?
What are my future dreams or goals?
Yes. What's next for you to create out into the world?
You know, I just want more people to come to the party. I want that impact to be worldwide, you know, that everybody who is meant to get a healing from this work, that they come on in and get it, because we need healed people and people who are healing in this world now more than ever. This world has a lot to heal, and it's also a wonderful and giving and loving place. So I would just like everybody, my wish is that everybody get to that place where they're giving to others, but also receiving, and so that this world can just continue to become a better place.
And I want to end on this because we promised folks this. You said you have a way that gratitude can change whatever is going on in our lives. And I know you've taken gratitude to a new level. So with our last minute here, how do you use gratitude? What do you recommend?
This is what I recommend that you do. These are things that have been out there for a long time. But I recently was inspired by a book by Genevieve Davis called Becoming Magic, so I want to give a shout out there too. Basically, there are three things you can do. You can stop complaining, which may mean for you just complaining energy because you're not a complainer, or it may mean that you are a complainer and it's time to stop. The second thing to do is write down three things in the morning and three things at night that you're grateful for. But do the ones that you feel grateful for, not the ones that you know you're grateful for, like, oh, I know I'm in a great country and everything's good, the ones you really feel, okay? Then after that, you celebrate everything that goes your way. I would say from getting a parking spot to a cat jumping on your lap to a friend saying, hey, you look great today, all of those things. When you celebrate it and you're grateful for it in that moment, you are focusing on gratitude and you are matching your vibration to receiving more events in your life that you are grateful for. Whatever we focus on gets bigger. If you're focusing on the feeling of gratitude, the universe is going to start bringing it to you in special and unique ways so that you can experience it. And I have been doing this and practicing it this way for about 3 months or more, and it's just been little miracle after little miracle after bigger miracle. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I want to share that with everybody so
Thank
that you,
you
can all play along if you decide that you would like to.
So whatever you appreciate, appreciates. Follow her three steps and use gratitude in this new way to stop complaining, to really recognize and celebrate everything. It's true. If you're in the present moment, it's amazing how many things you can start to notice are going your way. And Karen, I just want to let you know how great you look today.
Thank you. I did take a shower before this, so I'm very excited.
And I
noticed.
Also want to thank you so much for bringing your awesomeness and your gifts to the show today. Really appreciate you.
Oh, well, it was an honor to be here, and it always is. I will always come back when you ask me.
Yay. So write to us at daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Let us know how you loved Karen today and what you'd like to hear her speak about in the future or any other guests. Listen, next week, Angelica Singh, who was featured in the February Oprah Winfrey magazine, O Magazine, is going to be here. She is a massive healer who does embodiment and can see your soul holistically as a hologram and work with your soul's journey and what issues you have going on and clear them up. She is the real deal. So you want to call in for that show? That's next week. And I end the show with a quote from Rumi. Try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life live through you. And do not worry that your life is turning upside down. How do you know that the side you're used to is better than the one to come? If it's time for you to write your book and you are ready, I'm ready to teach, kids. I'm doing the How to Write Your Book in 60 Days. And if you've written your book and you want to become a best-selling guaranteed author, go to mybestsellerbook.com. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be.